You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wisc Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For Civic Media News, I'm Brittany Merlot. Summer air shows. They have different planes and different flying techniques, and one that seems to stand out from the rest, causing chatter and awe, are those certain planes that can fly upside down, straight up, and loop around to nearly the ground, called aerobatics.
I always say it's the hardest thing that I have ever done, but anybody can do it. It's like anything. It just takes the right training. You know, it's not something that you want to go out and try by yourself. Even if you're already a licensed pilot, you know, you need proper training, professional training.
That's Brittany Lincoln, a fourth-generation pilot who started flying just 8 years ago and got into aerobatic maneuvers 2 years later. And for those of you who have no idea what G's feel like, positive G's make you feel like you're pressed into your seat and it's a multiplier of your body weight.
Your blood will flow. It actually comes out of your head and towards your legs. So there's breathing and straining maneuvers, like flexing some of your muscles to help prevent or minimize the blood flow out of your head to your feet.
And negative G's are just the opposite, a feeling of being pushed out of your seat. Most people have no idea what that even feels like because roller coasters don't do it.
And there's really not much that you can do for the negative. You know, the blood then is, of course, the opposite, going to your head. And the best thing that you can really do, you can strain a little to prevent, but you mostly just relax. Obviously, the hard part is when you go from negative and you've got all the blood in your head, and then in a split second, you go to positive. And so you have to train for that. Yeah, that's where you can go kind of gray out, black out. So you train for all that.
A frightening reality that most don't know about watching from the ground. For Civic Media News, I'm Brittany Merlot.
More than 150 new high schools have joined the Direct Admit Wisconsin program. Joanne Krulotz has the story.
Under the Universities of Wisconsin System program, qualified high school students from participating high schools are automatically admitted to up to 10 UW schools without ever having to submit an application. Students must choose to participate in the program and are admitted based on their grades and coursework after completion of the junior year. They must meet all admissions requirements, enroll for their senior year of high school, and stay on track to graduate. In total, Direct Admit Wisconsin delivered more than 33,500 admission offers to high school seniors from 467 high schools.
Summertime usually means being more active outside. This extra activity can bring on knee injuries if you jump in without being prepared.
The most common knee injuries that we see during the summer months are your typical strains and sprains. But it's usually related to recreational activity, water sports, outdoor sports, anything, cycling, hiking.
Dr. Joseph Mueller is an orthopedic surgeon with Aspirus Health. He says that while sprains and strains are the most common injuries, often they can be avoided with a few simple habits.
The best ways to prevent injuries is to remain active and strong. You know, regular walking activity, you know, strength training, those types of things can help prevent injury and go a long way to staying healthy.
Dr. Mueller said proper footwear is also important.
Having nice, well-fitting athletic footwear or even hiking gear and boots if you're going to be doing those type of uneven surfaces and trails can go a long way to preventing injury.
Another injury prevention method is to stretch before you start. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR WIRI News.
Baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a three-game series against the Pirates tonight after a thrilling 7-6 win yesterday to sweep the Mets. The game tied at 6-6. Bottom of the ninth. Isaac Collins at the plate. FanDuel Wisconsin.
Collins today with two hits. He's 2-for-4. Collins, fly ball. Deep into right field. Isaac Collins. It is a walk-off home run. He's done it again. And the Brewers have won their ninth straight game.
Now, despite the floods in Milwaukee, over 37,000 fans came to the ballpark to support the team. Was there concern they might stay home?
I wasn't sure. Yeah, I honestly didn't know like if fans weren't going to be able to make it, and they showed out. Like, that's just AM fam for you, Brewers Nation. You know, they love their Brewers, and you know, I love playing for this team.
That's the Brewers' Isaac Collins with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Eddie Murphy has pretty much been an open book for most of his incredibly impressive career. He was a highly successful comedian, one of the most popular SNL actors ever, and has had a lengthy movie career packed with several blockbusters like Beverly Hills Cop and Trading Places. That did not stop him from pointing out some of the blemishes on his resume in a recent interview with Complex 360. Murphy had no problem discussing some of his clunkers, which included maybe what Murphy considers to be his biggest bomb, The Adventures of Pluto Nash. The sci-fi comedy came out in 2002 and is also one of the biggest flops of all time after bombing with critics and only making $7 million against a $100 million budget. 1998's Holy Man is also on his list and lost big bucks, but when asked about his critically panned comedy Norbit, where Murphy played several different characters, Murphy held his ground and said he loved the movie. More honesty like this, please. Love, Eddie Murphy. The music industry is still mourning the loss of Ozzy Osbourne. Wife Sharon Osbourne has said there will be a biopic of the rocker's life. Before you get too excited and think it's going to be all sex, drugs, and rock and roll, the Osbournes say it will focus on their marriage. The project was first announced in 2021, and all the Osbournes will play a role, with his children being listed as producers. Here's a Vigilante Justice news update. The Batman Part 2 has movement. Production will start filming in the spring of 2026, according to Variety. The film will not hit theaters until the following year, with a premiere date set for October 1 of 2027. Robert Pattinson is back to portray the Dark Knight. The production has been delayed several times, but all the ducks appear to be in a row. Matt Reeves is back in the director's chair. I was beginning to think this would never happen. James Cameron's Titanic won 11 Oscars and made over $1 billion at the global box office. The film almost had a much different look, though, as Matthew McConaughey was a frontrunner for the role of Jack Dawson, which ultimately went to Leonardo DiCaprio in the 1997 film. According to producer John Lando's book, McConaughey had a great read at the audition and everyone liked it. Cameron thought it was great, too, but asked the actor to read it again. McConaughey said, "No, that was good," which, according to Lando, kept McConaughey off the cruise. The world is about to get funnier thanks to Warner Brothers, who has just announced it has greenlit a Kristen Wiig and Jonah Hill film, a new comedy called Cut Off. The two funny stars play a pair of entitled siblings, according to The Hollywood Reporter. Hill is attached as the film's director and Wiig is producing. The film is set for release sometime in 2026. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible today. Otherwise, it'll be partly cloudy with a high right around 82 this afternoon. Tonight, a few scattered thunderstorms will drop into the mid-60s. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with a high right around 85. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.